So after that, we were ready to go for a prospective validation in a clinical trial. And that is the beginning of the MINDAC trial, which took also some time and efforts in terms of finding the right design for the study. At the end of the day, MINDAC will have a design very close to TAILORx, which is a similar trial being run in this country, meaning that the 6,000 women who are going to be enrolled in the trial are going to be assessed both ways. So on one hand, with the 70 gene signature. On the other hand, with adjuvant online, which we think is one of the best available tools today to predict outcome of women with breast cancer. So if both tools indicate a high risk, these women will receive chemotherapy. If both tools indicate a low risk, they will not receive chemotherapy, but most of these women will be treated with adjuvant endocrine therapy. And it's the group in the middle, the discordant group, where when the two tools are not giving the same information. So this is the critical group where we are going to randomize to either trusting the adjuvant online program and ignoring the signature, or trusting the signature and completely ignoring the clinical and pathological factors that are integrated in adjuvant online. And essentially, we want to prove that the signature is going to be right. And what is interesting is that in these discordant cases, 80% of the time what's happening is that the signature tells you that the patient is low risk, while adjuvant online tells you it's a high risk.
How do you define high risk?
We had a long discussion on that, and we had to get a consensus among many, many European countries. So we ended up defining high risk as a probability of being free of any relapse at 10 years, of 92% for an ER-negative tumor, and 88% for ER-positive. And that's because, of course, for patients having ER-positive tumors, adjuvant endocrine treatment will be given and will, on average, lead to a 4% gain at 10 years.
So these patients will be randomized to chemotherapy or not?
Yes. At the end, it's exactly the same as what is happening in TAILORx. It's just the way to describe the randomization. So we don't randomize for chemo versus no chemo, but for trusting a certain tool. But at the end of the day, it's going to be the same result. So about half of the women will receive chemo and the other half won't.
Now, this assay requires fresh tissue, correct?
Yeah, which is a big challenge.
Why is it that you decided to pursue this study and this assay in the face of the Oncotype that doesn't need to be done in fresh tissue and, to me, seems like has more data behind it?
You are right. I think in terms of extra validation, Oncotype DX is a little further down the road. But, you know, what we think is that in 10 years from now, we will have even better signatures than those ones. And by using the microarray technology, in fact, we are going to get information on the full genome for all these 6,000 women. So we are not only going to look at the 70 genes, but at the entire genome. And that represents a fabulous source in terms of translational research, because it's going to allow us to look at potentially different signatures that will be developed in the next 5 years, to look at signatures predicting organ site metastasis, for example. So we will be able to do many more things than just the study of the 70 genes.